Hey guys, it's Heather and Laura with Bonding and Banter.
That's not it. It's banter and bonding.
Where we laugh together and we bond forever. Today is episode one. This is so great.
It's something.
I'm so excited for this.
What do you mean? It would be greater if all of the technology worked.
I agree. For what we bought, for what we got, for what we did.
We're going to make do.
We're going to do
this. This is podcast on a budget.
That's
all right. Along.
That's right.
If you want to know all budgeting things.
I'm not talking about budgeting a budget.
I mean, it might come up.
It might come up. That's true.
I'm poor, so.
That's true. There you go. We need to maybe be better.
And, I mean,
I'm looking forward.
We're just here for it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those gold mics in 6 months.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I might want something other than gold,
like
a silver one.
Okay,
I like silver.
Okay,
I'm not really a goldie girl.
Okay,
unless it's the golden girls, I'm all for it.
Nice.
I'm Blanche.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. Gosh.
Okay. So where are you gonna start?
I guess you had a few questions.
I do. I came up with a couple off the wall questions just to kind of set the tone.
Okay, good.
Let's see. What are the top three used emojis on your phone?
No. Oh man. Okay, let me whip it out.
Is this like a yours and mine thing? I gotta show mine
yes,
too.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Just go to your notes and click the emojis because I don't want to see your text.
What? It's with you.
Oh.
Okay, it's the kissing face with a heart.
Okay.
The laughing face but sideways.
Okay.
And then, you know, dead.
Mine is just the laughing face.
Okay.
A heart, red one.
Okay.
And then the eye roll.
That seems very
Would you cute. Like to take a guess what my fourth one is?
Ooh. The laughing side.
It's a chick hatching.
Okay, that's definitely a story for when we start our video. We've got to do that live.
We gotta figure that out.
That would be so epic.
We tried for well over 30 minutes to figure out video, and we're just not smart, even though we work in the tech field, so there's that.
But we're doing it.
We do cell phones, not podcasting, clearly. Okay, question two.
Okay.
Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
Absolutely not.
You can't?
No.
That's not like a thing.
No.
For you?
No. Wait, for you?
Yeah.
Oh. I'd have to see, but I might get grossed out. No! No! Yeah, I'm grossed. Not doing that.
I taught Lenny how to do this the other day.
Oh, that's
which is
epic.
Why it was like fresh in my brain.
That's epic.
Have you ever watched Harry Potter?
No.
No idea.
No. So growing up, my dad was like, we weren't very religious, but like to one point when it started to really get like full blown, he was like, we're not doing that. Witchcraft is not a thing.
It's totally made up though.
Yeah. I just
oh,
never.
Isn't Harry?
Never.
Really?
Got into it. No.
We need to watch those.
I just don't know what it'd be interesting.
Cole had never watched them either until probably 2.5-3 years ago, and I made him watch the very first one, and he sat there and binge watched the rest of them.
Really?
Over the next 3 days.
Hmm. Okay.
He loves them, and every time they're on TV, that's what's on TV.
Okay.
They're great.
I mean, I'll try it.
Okay, so that wasn't my question, but it was kind of a question. So after you watch them, I'm gonna be curious to know what house you believe you belong in.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what that means.
Slytherin, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Gryffindor.
Okay.
I have a guess, but we'll wait until you watch them. That's going to be a homework assignment at some point.
Okay.
Who is your go-to Mario Kart character?
Oh, Peach.
No!
Why?
Toad all the way.
What? No.
Toad is the best.
What? No, I mean, he is small.
Toad is the best.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I never, ever want a Donkey Kong.
I would flip He's tables so... if you said Wario.
Good thing I didn't. Don't do a table. Do not touch the table.
No, I just went black, so I had to get back up, make sure stuff was still happening.
Still recording, okay.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes in. Look at that.
Wow, we can actually talk for 5 minutes.
Let's see where the rest of the day goes. So you're a peachy girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Why?
Pink.
Is it just because pink is the girl?
Yeah, the girl. Yeah.
I just feel like mushrooms are where it's at.
No.
Toad.
You seem like that type.
Toad is the best.
He's small.
He's
fragile.
Awesome.
Fragile.
He's like the toughest one on the team.
Come on, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's dumb. Unless it's the Donkey Kong game.
Right.
Donkey Kong is dumb.
Sorry.
Really?
Peaches it is.
I guess I could have pictured that.
Yeah, you should have known.
If I asked your daughter, she'd probably say the same thing.
Right, yeah.
Does she even know who Mario Kart is?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Why?
I don't know. We don't play games. We don't do, like,
but
the whole...
But it's a classic.
I mean, I know. Don't do it. No.
Okay, well, next time she's at my house, Nintendo 64 is getting hooked up.
Okay.
And I'm throwing banana peels at her.
Beans. Oh, yes.
All of them. I'm targeting.
I'm coming. I gotta come.
I'm targeting her. I hope you know. She's gonna be so mad at me because I'm gonna get her...
She will be.
I'm gonna throw them in front of her, and I'm gonna have the three tail, and I'm gonna go in front of her to whip her with them. And spin her out. Yes. And she's going to probably not like me.
Yes.
What is your favorite movie?
Oh, man. All right. Probably Joyride.
That's the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
Because I can quote the whole entire thing.
Well, I can quote Step Brothers, but it's still a dumb movie.
Right. We grew up and we had this Astro Man.
Joyride?
Yeah, listen. We had this Astro Man. And it had the bucket seats up front, like you could turn around.
Astro
Man. Okay, it was epic. Then we had like the TV, the tiny little TV with the VCR.
The 11-inch up there.
Yeah, with the VCR player in it. So every time we went on a road trip, I mean, we weren't high class, but I think we had it probably 20 years after it was
I mean, back
high
in
class.
The 70s when you were growing up, that was definitely high class.
It was definitely after 20 years of it being high class. We were no longer high class with that thing. Other people thought it was cool, but no, it was not.
One of my moms has a friend who has a van that still has carpet, like on the ceilings and everything, and we call it the Shaggin' Wagon.
Oh my.
And so we're going on vacation in March with you guys.
Yeah.
And I told Cole, I said, we should totally Shaggin' Wagon. And he was like, no.
I would,
no consideration.
Right.
No thought, just no.
I'm the same way.
And he was like, why? I said, think of all the fun memories and an experience. Like, this is the first time we've taken the kids on, like, a full family vacation that
That's
wasn't
true.
For, like, a family reunion. Like,
right.
Think of the memories. And he was like, no.
Still, no.
He's like, I love our kids. I don't love them that much.
Right?
He's
yeah,
like, no.
That's, yeah, no.
I said, like, why? He's like, no. he just would not get off the word no. And my mom was there, and she was dying laughing.
That's
she was
funny.
Like, you know that he would let you take it. Like,
yeah.
It would be so much fun.
No. No.
Listen.
You and Cody.
Me and the kids and Cody. Could take Shag-a-Wagon.
Love it.
Like, this thing
like,
is awesome.
I don't know. Would it make it all the way to Colorado?
Yeah, he's a mechanic.
Who's a mechanic?
The guy who owns it.
That doesn't mean the van's
No. Like, he's like a legit he doesn't mechanic. He went to school for it in the evenings just as a hobby.
Okay.
It's the same guy that has my mom's Camaro.
Okay.
So like, all of his stuff is...
Top notch.
Yeah, like, this van's probably a 70s. I don't really know the year. But it looks like it came off of the showroom floor. Like, top notch. His daughter, that's a couple years older than me, would take it to concerts with all her friends.
Oh my gosh.
The best time.
It would be.
It would be so much fun.
The kids very much would enjoy that.
I don't think they would. And I think that's what... I think they would be embarrassed to be in and out of
that's
it. And I think
true.
That's why I want to take it so bad. Because I know my kids would hate every minute of it.
Oh, okay. The, like, shame them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good to humble them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's good to humble ourselves, even though...
So the Shaggin' Wagon.
Yeah,
I'll set it up.
Okay, good. I'll go with you. Yeah.
I don't think you have a choice.
I know, but I'll go with you.
Yeah. So... I'll pick you up in Shagwagon. It's got so much space for activities.
Well, we'll be driving, so there you better not be any activities.
Not like that. I mean, like, the kid, like, there's, like, probably room to put a little table in there so the kids can play cards.
Yes, ours had a table in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It probably has one built in.
Yeah.
We could throw a flat screen in that thing and bring the Xbox and a power inverter.
That's true, yeah. Except we're not too tech savvy, so we'll probably have to try that, like,
we got mechanic. Surely he can figure out the power situation. I know how to plug in a TV.
Hey, I got that thing, that Milwaukee thing.
I don't think that'll power a TV and Xbox for more than 12 seconds.
Yeah, probably true.
That's a lot of power.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll get another one.
I know how to order Milwaukee stuff.
Heck yeah.
I figured that out for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one. It was a good time. One. Are you going to ask me what my favorite movie is?
No, what's your favorite movie?
I actually have two.
Okay.
I have, like, when I was a kid versus when I'm an adult, but they're both my favorite.
Okay.
Number one, Love and Basketball.
Okay.
Number two, Flubber.
Flubber?
Yes,
my Robin Flubber is so dumb.
Yours is Joyride.
Okay, but... So mine at least have, like, a lot. What's yours?
Flubber.
But, like, what's the plot of the story? Like, why?
Man falls in love. Man loses woman. Man gets woman. The end. But there's Flubber. And there's a lot of cool stuff that Flubber can do.
Oh, that's true.
And that little robot thing, I don't remember her name because it's been a while. With the yellow face that looked like the old Walmart logo.
What is that?
Oh, I have my phone. Hold on.
Gosh, dang it.
Was she a robot or what was she?
I don't know. Circular.
What is the robot off of Flubber?
Weeboo!
Weeboo! That's right!
Weeboo.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
No, yeah. No, okay. Good for you.
I don't think that is a sincere gift for you, but I'll take it.
You know.
Let me get back to my list here. What is a food combination that you just can't get behind?
It's
it could be like a pregnancy craving thing too. Like,
is actually like what people eat, but I cannot eat it. Parmesan chicken.
I don't think I've ever actually had that.
So it's like the noodles.
I know what it is.
Okay, so
why?
The chicken gets soggy. I like
the breading.
Yeah, if I have breaded chicken, I want it to be crispy, like not. Anyway.
It's like, no thank you.
No thank you. What about you?
Oreos and peanut butter.
Oh.
I can't do it.
I mean, I've tried it.
Granted,
it's fine.
I used to love peanut butter, but I'd never had them with Oreos. But when I got COVID, I couldn't even stand the smell of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm slowly getting it back to where I'm like, can tolerate.
You're okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it sucked because that's Cole's favorite food.
Yeah.
Or snack or whatever.
Right.
And so he would go eat, like, a peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, or peanut butter and Oreos, and then he'd come sit by me, and I'd want to take
that. No.
And I'm like, you have to go brush your teeth.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, and I know it's the chocolate and peanut butter combination, I can't.
What about Reese's?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
White Reese's, nothing.
I can do fast breaks, but I think it's because of the nougat in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not too
it's
peanut
not,
butter.
Yeah, it's not, it's not really peanut butter.
Right.
But no.
Are you okay? You okay, bud?
Yeah. I'm good. My favorite is Twix. Twix is good. Or fast break.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't do... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about it.
That's crazy. I guess I never thought about Oreos and peanut butter, but...
Yeah. Hmm. Parent Trap 101.
Yes! I'm like, I've seen this. I've heard this.
Yeah,
but
Parent Trap.
Yeah. Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Well,
she did.
There's no they involved.
That's true. Thank God.
What is your morning routine?
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, define morning routine. Like, from the time I get up to, like on a work day, like on a weekend when I don't have
work. Yeah, on a work
like,
day. When from the time you get up to the time you leave the house to go to work.
Do I have to tell you what time I actually get up? Because that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Let's make it up.
Okay, so my morning's very hectic, but...
get up earlier because I feel like this is not gonna go well for you.
Okay, it's fine. It's very fine. But like I just procrastinate until the end. Okay, so I get up about 6:30 and then
it's not bad.
it's not, but it is, because then I sit on my phone.
Oh.
Okay, listen, here we go. Okay, so I sit on my phone for a little bit. I don't know. Usually Snapchat, because I have lots of friends on Snapchat.
Do you know?
Are
they friends?
They're acquaintances. On Snapchat that literally message me at like 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, dude, No.
Why?
I'm in bed at 8:30. Bro, don't text me after 9. You know my eyes are shut.
I know, I had to call you once. Yeah. I'm so sorry for calling you so late. And it was like 10 after 9.
Yeah, and I'm like,
which is crazy because that used to be me. Don't call me after 9.
Yeah, and now you stay up until
all hours.
Yeah, yeah.
You okay, 4 o'clock in the morning.
So I go through Snapchat. I know, right? So I go through Snapchat, and then I get up about, I don't know, 6:45.
Oh, that's not okay. 15 minutes.
Then I go and get my tablet and my Bible, and I'm doing a study in Ecclesiastes. So I do that for 30 minutes or 40.
Do you always do your study for like 30 minutes, regardless of what you're in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So then it's like, now I've made time for Jesus.
Okay.
And now the devil has pushed me to my limits, and I have to skeet around the house.
So get up at 6.
Okay, I've tried this alarm.
30 minutes really hinders you that much?
It's not a hindrance. I feel like that I'm growing in my faith, so now that the devil is just like, you know.
So do you feel like it would be the same if you got up at 6? Like there would be a way to make it just as crazy?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Just because I'm growing, right? Because he doesn't want you to grow, so. Anyway, then I feel like the kids sometimes hinder this because Keegan will
always.
Yeah, you know, Finn Links and then Jack. And I always have to wake up Keegan first because if I wake up Jack, he's like, rrr. But if I wake up Keegan, they're right across the hall. So he kind of hears me and wakes up before. So that's fine. And then after I wake up the kids, I go in and do my makeup. And then Jack's usually screaming from the kitchen.
I'm hungry!
I know.
And then he goes, I want Dino Bites! And he's crying because he doesn't want to get up. It doesn't matter if he's in bed at 7 or 10.
I want Dino Bites! So then I do breakfast, and then Keegan gets mad because I don't make him breakfast. You know, he's 17, do it yourself. Like, big deal. Whoop. And then...
What was that?
I don't know. I hope they didn't catch that. It sounded like... Okay.
Sound like a dump truck or something. I don't know.
Rack it up.
Call me Terry.
Oh, man. So then, by the time we get that done, it's about 7:30. Keegan likes to be at school at 7:30, but it's usually 7:45. Mind you,
is that because you can't get out of the house?
Right, because then we have to make lunches and
he
stuff
does
like that.
Know you live 2 blocks from the school, and he's got 2 feet.
Yeah, I asked him to use his Lamborghinis once, and he was like, my Chevrolet legs don't work. So,
I guess you're going to school at 7:45.
Right. And he doesn't, I mean, he used to complain, but... So, by the time we get them out the door, okay, I get back to the house by 8 o'clock. And mind you, I've only done my makeup at this point. I see the look on your face. I totally feel that way every day. So then I come home.
Heather.
I know. I have about an hour. I usually leave about...
An hour to do your face.
No. I have an hour by the time I get home at 8 to leave it by 9 for work, right?
Okay, but still.
So then I usually do my hair. So that takes about 15 minutes.
Heather, I'm at work by then.
Shut up. I don't have to be at work. I told you this was going to be awful.
Okay, but I can get up at 6:30 and still be to work by 8.
Have you seen your face?
And I got 4 kids. All right, listen.
Don't have makeup.
There's a whole reasoning for that. I don't need it.
You're right. You're beautiful just the way you are.
Thanks, pal.
I knew you were searching for that.
I'm just not trying to impress no one. I'm just there to do my job and go home.
Yeah. Me, I'm on the opposite.
Well, you are in more sales than I am.
Right.
So.
So anyway, I get together and I leave the house about 8:50, 9 o'clock.
To be to work by 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What about...
How many times do you stop in between here and there? Is that occasional or is that like a daily thing where you got to get you a little drinky-drink?
Sometimes I'm late.
Because I'm one of those people, if I'm going to be late, I'm coming in with a drink and food in hand.
That's me.
Because I'm already late, so I'm going to make it worth it. I'm not going to be late and miserable, I'm just going to be late.
I would say probably, I don't know, I work 5 to 6 days a week, so I would probably say 3 to 4 days a week. I'm getting something to, to go. It's usually, it's usually Sonic.
What do you get at Sonic?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. No, I don't
have coffee.
No,
is it a drink?
Trash there. No.
Oh, food.
Food.
Burrito.
No. Stop. Jeez. Can I talk?
The new salted caramel bite things.
No, I haven't had those.
Those are so good.
The coffee's disgusting.
They're very small, though.
Okay. So get two?
Well, because it's a little 4-pack, and they're like the size of a quarter.
Okay.
So, like 3 or 4. Okay. They're only $2.
Okay, so get two.
3 or 4.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, they're delicious.
I get French toast sticks.
Oh, that's boring.
So, no, it's not.
They're not even good.
They're fine.
Just egg bread.
Okay.
My husband will understand egg bread if he ever listens to this. There's no real cinnamon up in there. There's no vanilla. It's literally bread dipped in egg and milk and fried.
I need.
That's egg bread.
I just really just
French toast needs cinnamon and vanilla.
I just really go for their egg bread.
My husband gets French toast sticks there, too.
So, someone asked me the other day what I get there, so I told them, and they're like, why? Like, don't you have those at home? And I was like, listen, if I have some at home, I'm eating 20 of them.
You need the 4-pack to keep
Sonic's
you.
Sonic's got my bag.
Yeah,
When I need to stop.
See, I really like their junior breakfast burritos with extra cheese.
Oh,
shredded cheese.
I don't like their sausage. Just something about
it. No, I get the bacon.
Yeah. I don't
but like you, their bacon's very chunky.
Okay.
So it's big pieces.
Yeah. See,
but the flavor's good.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of their sausage either. But I like the small ones because it doesn't have all the extra junk in it.
Right.
Like, I just want the meat, cheese, and egg.
Yep.
So I get two of those.
I need to start going somewhere else for a burrito.
I can't give you a burrito. Well, I guess Poncho's has good burritos.
Oh, yeah.
They have really good breakfast burritos.
Town.
But if you take that other exit down by Walmart, it's really not that bad. Guess I gotta go to the next one. But as far as located by work, I can't give you a burrito recommendation, but Spangles has really good sourdough sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
They're
like
super
that.
Good.
I like that.
And they're really cheap.
Nice. Yeah, or stop at Casey's right there before you turn into work to get a Diet Dr. Pepper Zero. Dr. Pepper Zero.
You're doing too much with that.
Yeah. And then
take something else. That's too much.
Piece of pizza. Yeah. Sausage. It's gotta be sausage.
See,
I really want to try their new
sausage. It's a chorizo.
Yes.
I tried it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I didn't like it. Okay. I actually disliked it so much I scraped the whole toppings off into the bag and just ate the crust.
Well, that's no different than my egg bread, so.
Yeah, that can go in the trash too. But
funny.
I'm not a huge fan of Sonic, but if I do, I go for the junior breakfast.
So what is your go-to morning stop to be late?
That wasn't my question.
No, that's my question.
I don't usually have one. Because I usually bring drinks from home. But if I do stop, it's usually Spangles.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're just craving it, you're like, I gotta go to Spangles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I might get me a strawberry limeade from Sonic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's half price.
Absolutely.
And you get one for like $1.40.
Yeah. So what's your morning routine?
Get up.
Oh, I can't even stand you right now.
My alarm goes off. Shut it off. Get out of bed. Go out. Before, I had motherly duties. I don't have that. I didn't today, at least. It's been rough. And then I get kids' clothes ready. White Cole is waking up Lennox. Lennox comes down. I tell him, hey, your clothes are here. I have writers set out. And then I get my clothes. I go get myself ready for the day. Come back, get writer ready, pack up his diaper bag. Is someone mowing?
I would not be surprised.
I think someone's mowing.
Yeah,
anyways,
family.
Get his diaper bag ready, put him in his car seat, and out the door.
Nice.
Well, in between there. Lennox leaves for daycare. Well, school and daycare.
What time do you leave for the morning?
7:15.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can
it's
get
very basic.
Running done before you have to be to work at
8 o'clock.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually.
Yeah, you're
but
pretty simple.
But I'm coming in with a sandwich and drink.
Yeah.
Hopefully my boss doesn't hear this.
That's funny. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. It's very basic.
Yeah. Super. Mm-hmm. Wake up, get dressed, leave.
Yeah, my other kids are old. They take themselves to school.
That's true, yeah.
I just have one little going to school and one that I have to drop off for childcare.
Yeah. So, that's nice.
Super basic.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah. Good stuff. My last question that I have before you're going to have to ad-lib something.
I'm not ad-libbing. I got something. Go ahead.
No, like, you're going to have to, like, contribute to this.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
Is there a conspiracy theory that you actually believe in?
Ooh. Man, I'm going to have to rack my brain for, like, 20 seconds.
Really?
Okay, you go ahead.
I don't think you landed on the moon.
What?
I really don't.
No way.
Yeah.
Why?
You can't tell me technology was that great then and we can't do things now.
I mean, it is America.
Any country.
Okay, but I feel like China or Russia landed on the moon.
Did they?
I don't know.
Just don't feel like we actually landed on the moon.
That's crazy.
I also think JFK was an inside job.
Turn it off.
We're on the watch list. Episode one.
Turn it up some. Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I can't follow that. I guess I'm not.
You're not into conspiracy theories?
I mean, like, it's fun, but I can't just pick one.
I have a book on them.
I just can't pick one out of my brain and just say, this is.
Really? Yeah. Not a single one that you question even a little bit.
No.
Like, here's one that's not common. I really don't think Helen Keller was deaf or blind. Because how did she fly that plane?
What? What?
Inside joke.
I thought it was a bus. Didn't she stand up for her own rights? That's great.
Didn't her plane crash in the ocean?
Yeah, that was definitely Anne Frank.
Oh.
Oh, man, that's great. Oh,
man. I was waiting to throw that in there.
That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, there's so many things that I feel like just, I don't know. It's an I don't know.
You gotta have one that you question at least a little bit. Nothing? Area 51?
You see, I'm not up on that. Like, I'm not.
Up on that? Nothing to be up on.
I mean, I'm not down on that.
There's nothing to be down on.
I don't know.
Do you think aliens are real?
No.
None?
No.
No? You don't think there's another life form that has visited us?
No. 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 Zero.
Hmm. So what are they holding there?
Holding where?
Area 51.
Probably boxes of iPhones. I don't know. Helen Keller.
Could be her body.
Could be.
They could, like, be trying to bring her back.
They could be. Yeah.
And then curing her.
Yeah. Who got lost the plane?
Amelia Earhart.
There we go. My bad. Couldn't get it out. Amelia Earhart might be out there.
No. Yeah. Well, it could be. They could have her plane, too.
Diddy's List might be over there.
We're really on the freaking watch list now.
You asked! Don't take it out. I don't know. There's just so many things that it's just, I don't know. I don't want to.
I can't believe that there's not one single. You just don't want to admit it.
I guess I'm ignorant on a lot of things and I don't want to say something that's here that's like.
None of it's going to be ignorant if you just, it's one of those things, like, if it's even remotely questionable.
I don't, like aliens, I don't believe in that. I'm ignorant to it. I don't care. Area 51, I don't care. Yeah, because people think that I know something and I don't know nothing. I don't want nobody to know that I might know something. No. I'm ignorant. I don't know nothing.
Listen.
No, you listen.
You gotta kind of know.
What do you know?
I mean, not a whole lot. But I know a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
I know enough that there's the conspiracy about Area 51.
Right.
You didn't even know what was there.
What is there?
Supposed there.
What's supposed there?
Aliens.
Yeah, see? Ignorant.
Have you ever wanted to go?
No. No.
Why?
Why?
Why not?
Let's just take the van.
Shag-a-wagon, here we come.
What about,
I'm gonna need to see if I can just buy that at this point. So we can just take all kinds of trips.
What if, what did you say? The Bermuda Triangle?
I didn't say nothing about the Bermuda Triangle.
I'm just asking.
What about it?
What about it?
Well, what's your...
Do people
you can't
actually,
just bring up a topic.
Do people
not,
actually, like, die there? Do people, like,
things
actually...
Things have disappeared there and never resurfaced.
So maybe they're
planes,
holding
boats.
Area 51. Where is Area 51?
New Mexico.
Hmm.
Roswell.
Hmm. See, I told
how
you...
How old are you?
Like, not even that old.
You're older than I am.
Like, barely.
You should still know this. At least that it's in New Mexico.
Okay. Well, now I do. I know this. Today, years old. Learned.
Okay.
Told you.
I have another question that just popped in my head because,
okay.
You know, ADHD.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the United States getting rid of the penny?
Change.
It literal change.
It's going to be a change.
Oh. Is it, though? Do you use cash a lot?
Personally, no, but I also do fear that the getting rid of the change will get rid of the U.S. dollar.
Yo, no, I absolutely agree.
I fear that for my children. I know it sounds stupid.
I mean, once you get rid of one, it's just a matter of time.
When it all just
Canada
comes.
Got rid of their one, I don't know if they call them cents.
Right,
I've never been to Canada,
don't have
so
any
I've never
cents,
needed to know.
So, yeah.
There's my potential viewers. So I'm not familiar with their currency, but they got rid of their 1 cent, one whatever.
Okay.
Like, I think it's been a couple of years. And a lot of people really like it. It rounds up to the, what we would call a nickel.
Okay.
I don't know what theirs is.
Right,
but,
right. Hmm. I mean, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's going to be challenging. A change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like change.
Well, they're still going to use them. They're just not going to make anymore.
No, confused.
So, like, you can still go buy stuff with pennies. They're
okay.
Just not...
No, I know, but now everything's going to be 5 cents. Like, 35, 36.
Yes, everything will be rounded up. But you can use 5 pennies to pay for something.
So now your tax
on things... It'll be either rounded up or down, depending on where it sits.
Okay, so your tax on things is going to go up.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like change. I don't
well,
like
tax is already up, so...
Yeah,
I mean, they're already high. Let's be real.
Yeah. High as Willie Nelson.
Snoop Dogg. Did you know that he quit smoking?
I don't believe that. That's a conspiracy.
No, he really did. His grandkids asked him to, and he did.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. My mom quit smoking, too, and then now
she's back on it. Good for her. You know what? Good for Melissa.
YOLO!
Good for her.
I hope her kidney doctor don't
live her life.
I think he
Captain
Cigarettes. I think he thinks that she still don't smoke. She do.
This is gonna sound ignorant.
Okay.
Does smoking really affect kidneys?
It's just your overall body wealth.
Well, right.
Yeah, so that's
but
why
it's
they
primarily
don't want
lungs.
But
it can attack other things?
I don't know that. I feel like it's just overall.
Okay, now I gotta look it up.
I feel like they want you to
believe that, or they want you to.
I think they want you to quit smoking for overall health.
Does smoking affect kidney function? Yes.
Oh.
Has a significant impact on your kidney function.
Hmm.
Increase oxidative stress, inflammation, narrowed blood vessels, increased blood pressure, and the nicotine in cigarettes is a toxic substance that can directly damage kidney cells.
Wow.
Increased risk of chronic kidney disease, accelerated progression of CKD. I don't know what that means, and it doesn't tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is a proteinuria. increase whatever that is.
Yeah, protein in your urine.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
And kidney stones.
Awkward.
You been smoking?
No, definitely no smoke.
Well, that's interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, your mom should probably quit smoking then.
Yeah. Again. Actually, for the third time, because she quit before.
Listen.
And then she quit
again. Her parents didn't raise no quitter. And yikes. You know what? Whatever she chooses, I support her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because me and Melissa are friends, and I'm just going to back her.
Yeah, you need to support her. That's, yeah.
It's I totally get you. Her body, her choice.
No, not even throwing that out there.
Oh, okay.
Done.
No?
No.
Okay.
Not even going there. She shouldn't either.
On smoking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, her lungs, yeah.
We went from pennies to this. You have any questions?
One, it could get very hairy very fast.
Let's do it.
It could get very salt.
What's the word you're looking for? Oh, yeah. I want to hear it.
can't function.
Sound it out.
Okay, at this point, I'm closing my eyes trying to figure it out. Solemn.
What?
Solid? No. All right, here's the question.
Oh, I might need a second. Go ahead.
Okay, smoke break?
Yeah. Might need to.
Where would you be without your mom?
Where would I be without my mom? Like, figuratively or literally?
Like, literally.
Well, non-existent.
No, come on.
It took my mom to do that.
Okay.
Like, are you saying, like, had I lost my mom at a younger age?
Yeah, or no relationship with her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't... Probably not anywhere worthwhile, for sure. Yeah, I mean, probably not anywhere near here, and I would probably be at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, I mean, yeah. Growing up where I grew up, that's a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Influences my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one that was not doing those things.
Right.
She's never been a big drinker my whole life. I've seen her drunk maybe 5 times.
Right.
Maybe. It was just not her lifestyle. It wasn't her thing. She was home with the kids. But there were plenty of influences in my life, for sure, that I could have easily chose that path.
Mm-hmm.
Very easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would probably be out of a state. Don't know what state, but not probably here.
Right.
And not living a very well life. You?
Same. My mom.
You can't say same!
But seriously, like, I grew up and that was, like, the whole vibe was drinking and drugs.
Yeah.
And my mom was the only one that didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's still very much prominent where I grew up too.
Right.
When
right.
I go home for things,
same.
I say home, but
right down the road.
Yeah. When I go to the town that I grew up in,
right,
it's still very prominent.
Right.
I usually only go home for either family events or town events,
mm-hmm.
and it's everywhere still. Mm-hmm. Granted, things may have changed on like a day to day basis. Not there to see it. Don't care to see it.
Right.
There's a reason I left.
Right.
But yeah, it's still. From the view that I do see, it's still very prominent there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people I grew up with that chose that life. And stayed.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Or go home.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, unquote, home.
Right.
Much
right.
more frequently and partake.
Right.
So.
Right.
Just not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Having a kid at 18 and then having all those bad influences, I could have been somewhere in the bottom of a barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, in a trash can. I mean,
yeah.
And I don't know where my kid would be. Like, probably with another family.
Similar. Obviously, my older three kids are not my biological children.
Right.
But Allie came into my world at 15. Mm-hmm. Landon came in quickly after at 17. I was still in high school, helping my mom while I was in high school, doing sports,
right,
you know, taking care of kids. She had to get up early. She had to be at work at 6, so mm-hmm. I'd have to get up, get them to daycare. There's nights that she worked late, so I'd have to get done with sports practice, go get them from daycare, start supper, or if she wasn't feeling well, you know.
Right.
I'd go hang out with my friends. They mm-hmm. always knew that there was probably a good chance at least one kid was in tow.
Right.
And I'm thankful for the friends that I had, and they were very understanding. Mm-hmm. Several of them I still talk to.
Yeah.
Many of them I do not.
Yeah.
but yeah, I think that definitely shaped things. I could have used that to be an excuse for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Your crutch. Yeah.
And done the whole poor me thing, but it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't for me. I wanted to do better. I wanted to excel, and I wanted to set myself up to help if needed, which obviously here I am, and help was needed on a couple of different occasions and now full time. And yeah, I just sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I think back, like, if I would have made even one different choice, how differently life could be, not just for me, but for the children in my world.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm glad that I made the choices that I did. Mm-hmm. Some days are harder than others, but
yeah,
to live with, I mean, not live with, but to just grind through.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it. I mean, I would change. I would change the circumstances of which how I got the children, but
right.
With the circumstances that I have, I wouldn't change where I'm at.
Right.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Props, bruh, props.
Yeah. Wow.
Staring stuff
I
up over here.
In really nice headphones and just on your face.
No comment.
Yeah. How did Keegan change your world, though?
Had to grow up, obviously.
You grew up?
I mean, I did for, like, you know, 3 years.
You did?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Just three.
I haven't seen that version of you.
Yeah, I mean, it was rough for me. My mom lived 15 minutes from me. 15?
Yes.
To Glasgow. I don't know. I was by myself in an apartment, and I didn't have anybody. Nobody.
Like it
was,
you had me. You were just mean to me.
That's true. That's so true. I walked my kid to daycare in all sorts of weather, and then I walked to work. Granted, it's only like, you know, 6 blocks total, but
it's so rough.
Yeah,
when you're young.
It was, and it, you know, it's just sad. Yeah. So just growing up really quickly. And
fun fact: I didn't even know you lived in the apartments until this very moment.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I had no idea. Where did you go to daycare?
Well, she wasn't even on the list of daycares in town.
She wasn't.
Her name was Heather.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Over at the high school?
Yeah.
In that brown house on the corner?
No, that's her sister. That's her ex-husband's wife. April? Yeah.
Where did she live then?
She lived, down from the nursing home.
How far down?
Maybe just a couple, I don't know, it's like a trailer house thing. I could take you there sometime.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Cause
Heather. And her husband's name was Carlos or something. Hmm. I don't know, she just never worked. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, she potty trained Keegan at 18 months.
Good for her. That's rough,
super
especially
crazy.
For boys.
Oh yeah, super crazy. So I do thank her for that, but, yeah, there's just so much
I
that
know
I just...
I you live there.
Mm-hmm. I just had to just grow up really fast. Super, super fast. So...
How would I not know that?
I don't know. Oh, because I hated you.
You did hate me. You did
hate you. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought you lived in Delphus and drove every day.
No. And then my mom would come see me every once in a while. I think maybe, you know, when I got paid, she would take me to Walmart.
So did you not
something.
Have a car?
Nope. Zero car.
Really?
Yep. Paid my rent.
How did you go grocery shopping?
I think my mom came and got me. I don't even remember. It was literally a blur for the first year and a half.
You just made it happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then one time, I didn't even...
Did you hang out with anybody in town?
Can I say it online? I don't know.
I mean, you can type it, and we can just discuss.
Matt. Midas?
I ain't got no clue who that is.
What? Anyway, he wasn't, like, my thing or anything, but, him and Carrie came over once. Matt came over quite a bit.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, you will when I show you.
No, I don't think I will. You hung out with Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe, but, because, I mean, I ran around with her, but that name is just, I've never heard that name in my life. If I did, it's from a period of trauma and I dumped it all.
Probably.
Which could very well be the thing.
He shows up on my mic nose, but now it's not showing up on my, I don't even know how to spell it.
I'm telling you, this guy doesn't exist, and that's why you can't find him.
Okay, first off, he does exist. I can't even stand it. Pretty sure it's Matt.
Well, go to her page and see if her friends are open.
Oh, good idea.
Sorry if you guys can hear that static. I'm using my iPad and I don't know why, but it creates a weird noise. What is my password?
Well, it's a password for a reason.
Nope, that's not it. Wait, is this one I just typed? That's definitely not it. Hmm. Anyways, anybody else that you hung out with?
No.
That was it?
That's it.
It from town, yes. Okay, but was there anybody from, like, Delphus?
No.
To do tell.
No way, Jose.
Give me initials.
Not over.
Type them out. Just tell me who it was. Type it out. I won't say the word. I promise I won't say the name, but I gotta know.
You already know.
I don't think that I do.
Okay, text it.
Oh.
You definitely know.
What?
You already knew that.
I told you.
I hate you.
I didn't know that, though, until...
recent.
I mean, I've known probably for a couple years.
Okay.
But totally forgot all about it until very recent.
Yeah.
When it was rediscussed.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that it?
Yeah, really. I didn't... and obviously.
Huh.
Yeah.
What was this guy's name?
Matt.
Oh, she doesn't have a page anymore. I forgot.
I was going to say
because
that.
Because it got hacked a couple years ago. So everybody had to report it. What was the last name you said?
Midas, but that's not actually like...
Oh, there he is!
You will know exactly
who... I already found him.
And you know exactly who it is!
I have no idea who this
is. What?
I swear to God.
Okay, he went to school in Beloit. He went to college in Beloit.
I have no idea who this is.
Oh, goodness. Him and Carrie hung out quite a bit.
Obviously not when I was hanging out there, because this guy, I've never seen this man's face in my life.
That's quite strange. I mean, I'm not, this isn't to be rude, but like, what were you doing other than hanging out at home?
What was I doing?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and.
What year was that? 20. Was that my junior year or my senior year?
Probably 2009.
Not my freshman year. Really? Who was the coach, Maul?
Yeah.
So it would have been either 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Because he was my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah.
Allie was born.
I was born in 10, so it would have been in 9.
Well, Allie was born in December of 09.
Wow.
So then that basketball season. So I guess this. That would have been my freshman year she was born. No. would have been my sophomore year. Because it would have been the year's 9-10 school year. So, I don't know. My freshman year, I was probably just hanging out with friends. But I wasn't out partying or anything.
Well, neither was I, so. I mean, he literally came to my apartment. That was it, so. No, what? No.
No. No. But my sophomore year, I mean, after Allie was born, I was just home all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't go downtown. I didn't.
No. That's crazy. I still, that's mind-blowing.
That's why you didn't see me, because I didn't do anything.
Well, not that it would have mattered if I saw you or not.
Right, right, right.
You probably would have just flipped me off and kept going.
Nuh-uh, I would have punched you
in the face.
Or scratched you.
Honestly, I probably would have, too.
Punched yourself?
A lot.
Punch yourself in the face?
No, if I was you, I would have punched you in the face.
Yeah, you were pretty...
Say it.
Great.
Say it.
Cocky!
Say it.
Awful!
I really wasn't, though.
I really think that you put on a front that you had to be.
Why?
I don't know. Because of your background. Because of your home. Because of your upbringing. Because of...
My home was great. My mom was awesome.
Okay, but your upbringing. Like, why did you look at people and be like, I mess you up. Like, that's how I felt around you all the time.
I just think that you misunderstood. Because I literally would talk to everybody in school. I didn't have a clique that I fit into.
You were just around.
Yeah. I mean, I was an athlete, so I talked to all the athletes and hung out with athletes. But I also talked to, like, a very less fortunate family that lived in Delphus.
Okay.
And hung out with that individual. I don't want to name shame or anything,
right,
but...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure you can probably figure it out, who.
Yeah, okay.
And then, I mean, even the outcast I talked to, the special ed kids I talked to, and would, like, give them rides home after school or whatever, so they didn't have to walk. Like,
yeah.
It was just one that I could not handle.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I'd say it was a... But that also may have been because I was STUCO. At least my my senior year, I was president of STUCO, so I had to. You got bugs.
Not anymore.
Ooh, dead mom. But senior year, I was president of STUCO, so I had to, like, converse with everybody.
I see.
So that might have been part of it, but I feel like I did a good job of making sure that... If we were going to have a school pew-pew incident, that I would not go out.
I definitely feel that, too.
Yeah, like, I made sure I talked to everybody.
I definitely hear
except
that.
Except for...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hmm. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, we are at 52 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. Crazy. That went by.
I know. That's so great. I mean, you did all the talking, so that's wonderful.
Well, I mean, I asked questions, and you answered for a while, but you came completely unprepared, so thank
goodness. I just...
You had one question.
And how good was it?
Not very.
Our moms mean the world.
Actually,
to both
it was great.
Of us.
It was great.
So I just want them to know that we wouldn't be where we are today without them, and that we.
They're probably thinking, Jesus, we should have not. We should have done something different. The morons are on a podcast
with cheapo stuff that keeps breaking that we have to use hose. Oh, by the way,
you shamed me on Facebook.
Yeah,
guess whose thing? The doohickey broke as we were getting ready today.
Bro, that was my doohickey that broke tonight. We both just looked at each other again. She's like, no, you didn't. What was that? I'm like,
at least Lynx didn't call us morons tonight.
That's true. Lynx was not here calling us morons tonight. I didn't put that in there.
But it happened.
It definitely did happen.
We got shamed by your child.
My 8-year-old.
Your child.
She is awful. She's just about as bad as you were when you were in high school.
Okay. Good for her. Imagine what she did in high school.
I'm going to be scared of her.
Maybe that's what she's going for.
Well, that means to quit. Oh, whatever.
Well, take care of business.
Yep, she's my spirit animal.
She's something.
Goodness.
One of these days, we'll have to have her on an episode.
Yeah, she would love that.
I'm sure she would.
They all would.
Allie wants to do it.
That'd be fun.
I don't know what we would talk about with her that would not get emotional quickly, though.
I understand.
So. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Time comes.
Yeah. But she's like, I want to be on it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I need to get a fidget.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you do. Yeah. Right. Get on Amazon tonight.
I think my husband is about to take the Amazon privileges away.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's my turn.
Yeah, I think he's about to.
Yeah. My husband will be like, just order whatever for me, too.
He sent me these hooks that your husband told him to buy for the garage. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you order these with your next Amazon package?
He was already expecting it.
And I was like, how fast do you need them? He's like, oh, I'm sure the next box that's coming will be fast enough. Oh, did he know? One was coming about 12 minutes later. I had hit placed order. I was actually in the process, so.
Love that.
But, yeah, your husband keeps spending my money.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get when you get a honeydew.
Well.
I wish I had one.
What? Did he fix your drawer yet?
No. So the package, we'll have to talk about that some other time. Let's talk about that at a different time.
On this or no?
Yes, because okay. It would be
wait,
so
the drawer?
Fun. The whole thing.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he will be our guest, but obviously
he's not going to come in.
No, here. Obviously not, but he should just be, like, the whole topic of that. We can spend a whole hour talking about Cody.
Okay.
Could we not?
I don't want to sound rude. But we got months worth of material with this one.
A month's worth?
Months.
Okay, good. I was actually thinking like you were like we could sum them up in one word.
More than 1 month.
Okay.
We've got months worth of material.
Yeah, it's so great. That's my husband. But
he's awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice to have two husbands and I have to only actually be married to one.
You're welcome.
Thanks, pal. It's been pretty nice.
Yeah.
My stuff's been getting done. How's your stuff?
If you could call him and tell him that your friend Heather needs some work, you recommended him. Give him my number. That would be great. Maybe we can get some stuff done. That's what I'm saying. Like, we just have to talk about him
on
the podcast.
He better bring his C-clamp.
Literally. 3 foot?
He's gonna have to bring a tool belt with that C-clamp on it.
Please. A little bit backwards.
Okay. Well, we are almost at an hour.
Great. Thanks for listening, guys. Our first podcast, first episode. I hope there's more to come. Hope this was
hopefully Heather contributes.
Yeah. I'll do better next time. I didn't know that
we
were actually
weeks for this.
No, I didn't know we were actually like gonna open it up and do it.
What did you expect us to
do? Just like an intro, like a 30-minute. Hey, how are you? I'm Laura. I have trauma from my life, and I would say, hey, this is Heather.
I have trauma from my life, and that would have been it.
I'm perfect. And
Awkward.
Anyway, I just thought we were going to open it up, but I guess we opened it up.
If we're going in.
We're going in.
I'm not doing it halfway.
I feel like there will be way better banter next time.
I think once the comfortability, is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know words when I was trying to figure them out.
Once we get in the swing of things and can figure out technology.
Again,
we work in the field, but we're not proficient.
Right.
But I think once we get all of that worked out, it'll be much better.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining in.
Peace out.
Bye-bye. Oh, wait. Bye-bye.